Chapter 6. Hollow Fear. A blue sky shone above him with purple fluffy clouds. A cheery sun hung at about 2 o'clock and gently caressed Finn's healed body. He stared about in confusion. First at the healthy brown skin of his arms, legs, and chest, all completely free of burns, blood, or bruises, and then in further uncertainty at the pleasing landscape. What lay in front of him was a gently sloping hill of lush green grass. A bucolic dirt path was right in front of him, leading unambiguously upward. Finn couldn't see the top, due to the curvature of the hill, but above it was a spiral of bronze metal, like a staircase leading to the next cloud layer. Neither the hill nor the bronze staircase looked difficult to climb. The weather was pleasant, and it didn't look like there were any dangers, all of which filled Finn's heart with wariness. How could this be the next test? "Do you wish to safely leave the assessment with your points intact?" Knowing there would be a price to pay, Finn still did not hesitate. He could do anything. "Climb." At a light jog, Finn started towards the top of the hill. That was what he'd intended, anyway. No matter how hard he tried, he couldn't move faster than a walking pace. His body would even make the motions of sprinting, but his speed didn't increase. Bemused and confused, Finn accepted that in this strange place, the physical was suppressed. That was fine. All he'd ever needed was his will. Before too long, Finn reached the top of the hill. In the center was the start of the bronze staircase. Just as he was about to take a step forward, another man reached the top of the hill from another direction. The two of them were exactly the same distance from the stairwell. That was when a prompt appeared to both of them. "The heroic path is not wide enough for all." The other man, who looked like a 30-something Indian guy wearing a charcoal gray suit, blinked as he read the window. That was his mistake. The two of them were the same distance from the shimmering wall, but Finn didn't hesitate. Before the man had even seen the notification, Finn had begun moving. The other man cursed and began moving forward as well, but in this place, this path, muscles did not matter. Only choice. At exactly the same speed, the two of them walked to the stairway, closing the distance between them. When they were halfway there, the Indian man began shouting at Finn in what sounded like unaccented English.
"Wait! Wait, man! We can talk about this!"
Finn did not wait. What came next were curses. Those were followed by more curses.
"I will kill you if you don't stop. When you reach that wall, you don't know if you'll get right in, and then you'll have to deal with me."
Finn did not falter, which let curses evolve into pleading.
"Please, man, I don't know what's happening, but I saw my kids die. My little girls were dead, and I just know that if I keep climbing, I might be able to save them. Please, please stop. They're only little kids."
Finn did not stop. He kept walking, his heart firm. He would do anything to save Lauren. He reached the bronze stairwell only a few feet before the Indian man and started climbing. The other man started ascending seconds later. Though only a few stairs separated them, neither could move faster than the other. What followed was a long hour of begging, cursing, reasoning, and belittling. The entire time, Finn kept walking forward, concerned about his own actions and not wasting time on anyone else's. Finally, just before the cloud cover, Finn reached what looked like a shimmering, transparent wall on the stairwell. He reached a hand out to slap it like the paper tape at the end of a race, but his hand fell right through and he found himself on the other side. The other man was not so lucky. The shimmering wall may as well have been steel as he tried to pass through it and was bounced back. Both of them knew at that moment that this rank of the assessment was done. Finn looked back at the man, whose face was filled with anger and fear. The suited man's lip quivered, and he asked a question filled with all the frustration of his heart.
"What kind of person could hear all of that, hear my threats, my pleading, all of it, and not have any mercy in their heart?"
Finn might have responded, but in the next moment, the look in the other man's eyes shifted from tragedy to terror. With a roar, the green hill below crumpled in on itself. The entire hill lost cohesion and collapsed like a building undergoing demolition. The staircase went next, breaking from the bottom up like a series of falling dominoes. They both saw it, and the Indian man began beating on the clear barrier.
"Please, man, please, I don't want to die. Maybe we can both go forward. Please, just reach out, and maybe you can bring me through. Please, just try, please."
Finn turned and, still forced to move at a walk, moved toward the cloud layer. The collapse was slow enough that he heard the man's dying pleas for another minute before he passed through the mist. Finn didn't pause, though he heard each and every heart-wrenching cry. Just before crossing the barrier, he heard the man scream, a cry of terror that quickly changed pitch before it was drowned by the sounds of the Armageddon below. He decided to look back one last time to reaffirm a lesson he'd learned long ago. Finn didn't know if the man had just died, but he did know that the consequences in this place were real. He knew that as surely as he knew power awaited at the end of this path. No one had spoken this information to him. The knowledge had just been placed there. Failure had consequences. That simple truth was why he looked back. That was the lesson that could never be forgotten. He felt no sympathy for that man. Finn didn't know him, and he'd long ago learned he wasn't meant to save everyone. He couldn't save the world, and he didn't know if it deserved to be saved if he could. Taking care of himself and his own was all that could be asked of any man. Besides, the guy had made a mistake. He tried to appeal to the mercy in Finn's heart. Before doing that, he should have ensured there was a heart. Finn passed into the clouds and reached the next rank. Scarce rank of the assessment completed. Calculating score. Minimum pass score of B required. You have earned a score of B. 100 points earned. Admission to the rare rank of the assessment approved. The tests continued. While the first three tests had pitted Finn against himself, perhaps refining who he already was, further growth required fertilizer. That was what Finn realized as he pulled at the round rock he'd just used to bash a woman's skull in. Her head created a small suction noise as it was removed from her skull. Finn was in no way surprised. Brain matter was always sticky. Panting heavily and holding the sharp branch that had been stabbed into his side, he looked at the domain he had won through blood and pain. The outer surroundings were a jungle again. Piercing through the treetops was the pyramid he was standing on. It was similar to South American in design rather than African. Rounded carvings of animals or monsters decorated the structure. Reaching the top had required him to work with three other people. The prompt had declared them allies, and the knowledge implanted in their minds left no doubt as to the truth of that statement. Together they had climbed. The first death had happened when one of the men on his team had trod on a step that looked slightly different from the rest. A small dart had shot out of a nondescript hole in a neighboring wall. 2 seconds after striking the man's leg, foam had flown out of his mouth. Within 5 seconds, it was blood. His bowels released, and he collapsed down over the side of the temple steps before Finn or the others could save him. That was how they learned about the traps. The next death had come when they'd been attacked by the natives. Small green humanoids lunged out of a tunnel and attacked. The three of them had been able to fight off the first two waves, though the combat was brutal. No weapons were involved, unless you included jagged nails and teeth. After the second wave, one man had lost so much blood he could barely move. The third wave removed the barely. When Finn and his final team member had reached the top, they saw a flat square festooned with small stones and loose branches. They also saw three more groups arrive at exactly the same moment from the other sides of the ziggurat. A simple prompt had removed all thoughts of camaraderie. The path of power requires blood. Knowledge flooded the minds of every person on the platform. All initial alliances were now sundered. At that moment, Finn made his first mistake. the heart that he always denied, that he buried under layers of pain, rationality, and logic, slipped through one of the few cracks he'd never fully been able to seal. One of the other groups included a small child of about 8. Her scream distracted him for a key moment. Her own former team member had kicked her knee, snapping her small leg with a spray of blood. Finn took a single step forward in a desire to stop the coup de grace, and that let his own former teammate pick up a sharp stick and ram it into his side. His cold tactical mind reasserted itself, strangling the sympathy that had almost undone him. Without looking, he swung a fist back into his former ally's face. Her nose crumpled, and she fell back with a cry. A second thud heralded the end of the child. Her neck snapped with a man's large boot on the back of it. Time froze. All movement stopped, with one savage exception. A massive amount of blood exploded from the child's body. What looked like every drop of crimson she'd had was siphoned into the air. It congealed into the shape of a hooded snake, which then slithered past their immobile forms to the center of the platform. Defying gravity, it continued sliding into midair until it hung several feet above the ground. It sssed in pleasure, and time resumed.
"The path of power requires blood."
Everyone stared at each other. None of them harbored any doubt as to what was about to happen. What followed showed that the first victim, child or not, had found fortune in a swift death. Armed only with rocks, sticks, and foul intent, men and women tore each other apart. After each death, a new red totem was created from the blood of the fallen. Birds, panthers, sharp-toothed fish, and serpents. Each animal was different. With each slain person, time froze. The totem would then ascend into the air to eagerly await the birth of more brothers and sisters. The power-hungry humans obliged. Whether by fate or circumstance, the last two breathing were Finn and his former teammate. With a broken ankle and 2 fingers that had been chewed off, she did not offer much trouble. With every step Finn took towards her, her voice became more shrill and pleading.
"Please, please don't kill me. I'm sorry. I didn't want to attack you, but I was so scared. Please, you don't have to do this. You don't have to. I'll suck your..."
The glassiness in her remaining eye reflected the pitiless darkness in his own. Time froze. A gibbering hyena of blood formed from the sanguine fluid of his final kill. It rose into the air and waited with the other totems of blood. Knowledge poured into the mind of the victor, and he knew what he had to do. Like countless others had done on this world for eons before its fall from grace, he stepped on the lives of others to reach greater heights. Finn walked to the center of the temple. The totems stared down at him, now completely silent, an air of solemnity exuding from their animal forms. Standing in the center, he looked up through the ring of blood creatures at the deeper rouge of the clouds above. Clouds he could never reach on his own. Yet he was not alone. He had paid the price for all the help he would need. Finn only had to claim it. Breathing heavily, he intoned,
"The path of power requires blood."
Each totem bowed to him, and then, in the order they were created, arranged their bodies in a macabre staircase to reach the power above. Finn grabbed the stick in his side, and with a sharp motion, broke most of it off, leaving the tip within him to plug his wound. The pain nearly made him black out, but his iron mind resisted. He could do anything. He would do everything. The blood on his hands mixed with the warm, wet blood of the snake totem. It had arranged its body in an S shape, giving him hand and footholds. It shouldn't be possible for liquid to be this solid, but possible had no place on the path to power. Finn climbed. Each totem brought him higher. Each step on the life of another took him closer to his goal. At long last, he stood atop the head of the hyena that had formed from his former teammate. The red clouds remained several feet beyond his reach. He would have to jump to reach them. If touching the scarlet layer did not take him to the next rank of the assessment, he would plummet to his death far below. It was a last test of his resolve and will. Finn scoffed.
Pathetic.
Such hollow fears could not bar his path. He leaped.